This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. calls for a vote Friday on a U.N. resolution declaring an immediate Gaza ceasefire is imperative. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
The United States is calling for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher U.N. resolution declaring that, quote, an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is, quote, imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Instead, it would have supported international efforts for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. After the 15 Security Council members met behind closed doors Thursday to discuss Gaza, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said she is, quote, optimistic the U.S. draft will be adopted. But Russian Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky questioned its wording, saying Moscow wants a call for an immediate ceasefire. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
United Nations General Assembly Thursday unanimously adopted the first global resolution on artificial intelligence. Details from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
U.S. officials said the non-binding AI resolution proposed by the United States and co-sponsored by 122 other nations took 3 months to negotiate and also supports strengthening privacy policies. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the United States ambassador to the United Nations.
Today, all 193 members of the United Nations General Assembly have spoken in one voice and together chosen to govern artificial intelligence rather than let it govern us.
The resolution is the latest in a series of initiatives by governments around the world to shape AI's development. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package in the U.S. that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies over the weekend. This is VOA News. Thursday was another scramble for Haitians who emerged from homes during a brief respite from gang violence, only to face more gunfire hours later. More from VOA's, I should say AP's, Lisa Dwyer.
As gunfire erupted in Haiti's capital, female street vendors fled the area as bullets whizzed near buildings, including the General Hospital, the National Palace, and the main penitentiary, in yet another attack on the Haitian capital. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the violence and has called for swift deployment of a UN-backed police force from Kenya, which has been delayed. Several foreign nationals were evacuated by helicopter. The U.S. State Department says that it has evacuated more than 160 U.S. citizens since Sunday, but they cannot guarantee that they can evacuate everyone due to the situation on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senegal votes Sunday in a tightly contested presidential election that has fired up political tensions and tested one of the West Africa's most stable democracies. The election will take place after much uncertainty following President Macky Sall's unsuccessful effort to delay the vote. In the latest turn of events, opposition leader was freed after spending months in prison, triggering jubilant street celebrations last week. The election is said to be a test for Senegal's reputation as a pillar of stability in a region that has had dozens of coups and attempts in recent years. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the final prison sentences for a group of white former Mississippi police officers who beat and tortured two black men in 2023.
This was the third and final sentencing hearing in the case in a Jackson, Mississippi courthouse this week. Two more former officers were sentenced to prison for entering a home without a warrant and brutalizing two black men. Civil rights attorney Malik Shabazz on WJTV.
Get more justice against the goon squad.
53-year-old Brett McAlpin was sentenced to 27 years, described as a father figure to some of the younger defendants. The other officer got a 10-year sentence for failing to intervene and participating in the cover-up. The police were called to a home in 2023 because two black men were reported to be staying with a white woman. The victims were repeatedly tased, sexually abused, and one of them shot through the mouth and badly injured. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 9 hours that Texas was allowed to rest and deport migrants who illegally entered the U.S. provided a glimpse of what sort of obstacles law enforcement agencies in the state face. Revealed that many sheriffs were unprepared, unable, or uninterested in enforcing that law. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.